Mighty John, good morning, sir. How are you making out?
I'm doing well, Bob. Great to be back with you.
And always good to talk to you, sir. Mighty John Marshall, moneymusic.com. That is the website. Tell me about, you got a podcast out now. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the podcast, we count down 20 records worth $100 or more. And my partner, Derry, he knows a lot of the rock and roll icons, so he talks about them, some gossip and some behind-the-scenes types of things. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll find out how you can get the values for every Elvis, every Beatles record, over 2,000 of them, absolutely free, no purchase necessary. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it's Money Music.
Money Music. Good job, Mighty John. You got it, babe. And for February, 10 records worth $100 or more. Plus, we'll do the top 10 Valentine's specials as well, and they get some big, big money on those two things. Let's start with the 10 records worth $100 or more, John, okay?
All right. At number 10, we give it to the Supremes, Stop in the Name of Love. That 45 with its picture sleeve up to $100.
Okay.
1995, Michael Jackson, the album History, or His Story, however you want to pronounce it, currently up to $100. The Beatles, Eleanor Rigby, that 45 with its picture sleeve up to $125.
Wow.
Here's an interesting one. Vanity Fair had a big hit called Hitchin' a Ride. Look at the label if you have a copy. How is fair spelled? If it's F-A-R-E, $15.
Ooh.
But if fair is spelled F-A-I-R, you know, you're up to $150.
Wow.
Vanity Fair, Hitchin' a Ride. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire. Jerry Lee Lewis, that 45 with its picture sleeve, currently up to $150. The Turtles, Happy Together, 45, with picture sleeve up to $200.
Mm.
The Marvelettes, look out for that Playboy. The value is for the album, currently up to $500.
Mm.
One of the early 45s for Alice Cooper, Return of the Spider, currently up to $1,200. B.B. King, his first record was called Miss Martha King, current value up to $2,000. And the big one on the list for the month of February, we give to the Beatles and Frank Ifield. Frank Ifield had a hit called I Remember You. He was on the same label as the Beatles, VJ Records. So VJ said, let's put out an album, the Beatles and Frank Ifield on stage live. And they did. They never appeared on stage live. They never appeared anywhere with Frank Ifield, but the record company didn't care.
Wow.
So if you have a copy, the Beatles and Frank Ifield, the Beatles are not shown on the cover, $500.
Okay.
The Beatles are shown on the cover in mono, $1,500. The Beatles are shown on the cover in stereo, $9,000.
Wow. Okay. All right. Wow. Well, that's a little confusing, but good. That's fine. That's fine. That's why we have moneymusic.com. Getting back to this Marvelettes Playboy thing, didn't Stephen King write an article about you in Playboy?
He did. It was called A Visit with an Endangered Species. And I'm not extinct yet.
That's fantastic. Oh, that's so cool. This Vanity Fair Hitchin' a Ride. F-A-I,
yep.
Was that a mistake? Did they correct it? Why the two different spell? Why is one worth so much more than the other one?
Well, the first printings, they did F-A-I-R, and somebody said, no, that's not the way it's spelled.
Oh.
And so they corrected it, and it's F-A-R-E is the correct spelling.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. Now, a bonus for Valentine's Day, 10 songs with love in the title that are worth $100 or more. Pay attention. Here we go, John.
All right, we got the Dixie Cups, Going to the Chapel of Love. That 45, about $25. Mm-hmm. The album Chapel of Love, up to $100.
Okay.
More Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love. That 45 with picture sleeve, up to $125. More Beatles, All You Need Is Love. That 45 with picture sleeve, up to $150.
Mm.
The Yardbirds, the album For Your Love, $200. More Beatles, Love Me Do. That 45 with picture sleeve up to $500.
Jeez.
One of the last big hits for Elvis, Burning Love. That 45 on RCA. If the label is orange, $15.
Oh,
but if the label is gray, up to $750.
Jeez.
Look for Motley Crue, their album Too Fast for Love. If you find it, and Motley is in black print, and Crue is in white print on the cover, currently up to $1,000.
Wow.
One of the great doo-wop songs of all time, Jerry Butler, For Your Precious Love, up to $2,500.
Mm.
Elvis, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. The value for the 7-inch 33, not the 45. 7-inch 33, Can't Help Falling in Love, with picture sleeve, up to $16,000.
Oh, God.
And number one, if you have this one, well, I love you. It's Frank Wilson. The 45 is called Do I Love You? Current value for an original copy, up to $40,000. Counterfeits exist.
They do. But you've got tips on how to avoid seeing the counterfeits, right, on your website.
Right.
There.
In the record guide that we put out, we list all known counterfeits and describe them. And we always tell people, if you're going to spend that kind of money and you're not sure, is it a fake, is it an original, contact us at no charge. We will give you our opinion.
Good. Now, this Can't Help Falling in Love with Picture Sleeve, that's a 7-inch 33. What happens if you got? Was there such a thing as a 7-inch 33 without the picture sleeve?
No.
Okay.
So 7-inch 45. The 45 would be worth up to about $50 with the picture sleeve.
But I got a
7-inch 33, same size as a 45, but it plays at the speed of an album.
I got you. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Every time you go through one of these lists, I can't think of the number of picture sleeves that I tossed. You know, when I bought the damn thing. I got one more question for you. I just saw this morning, and I thought it was interesting, and that you might know. The Rolling Stones song Paint It Black apparently was released with an accidental stray comma in the title on the record cover, so it was Paint It, comma, Black, and that made people think there might be a negative racial connotation. You know anything about that?
I do not. It might be an imported version. I don't know of any U.S. issues that were mistaken like that.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fair enough. MoneyMusic.com, that is a phenomenal list, two lists actually, and MoneyMusic.com, get a hold of Mighty John. If you have any questions, they'll answer it for you. And don't forget the podcast, too.
Money Music, and also on YouTube, it's Mighty John's Money Music.
Gotcha there. Okay, cool. Well, listen, thank you so much for helping us out, and we're going to chat again in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds good, Bob. Thank you.
You got it, babe.